this Whangarei Trail that, well, lots of us looking forward to, for those who are going to go out and enjoy it, fine, but there's lots of people too that acknowledge this is going to be one more attraction we'll have as our tourism industry struts to, well, desperately try to recover. The Whangarei Trail will bring, well, fundamentally it's addressing a whole new source of visitors, if you like. So when you think of Whangarei Trail, most people have very positive thoughts, and when they think of the Whangarei Trail, they think of the bloke who came up with the concept, Glenn Jacobs. Now, let me just read this from the Cairns Post today. The state government's decision to overlook an internationally acclaimed Far North firm for the lucrative Whangarei Trail contract has been slammed as disgraceful and disrespectful. Cairns-based mountain bike design and construction leader World Trail, the team responsible for dreaming up the $41.4 million project, was bypassed for a Brisbane company. In a move, Liberal candidate Barron River Linda Cooper labelled a snub to Cairns. World Trail also built the International Racing Standard Trails out at Smithfield. Now, Director Glenn Jacobs said he was disappointed to be informed about the decision in the newspaper yesterday. Disappointed would be an understatement, but anyway, he goes on to say this, quote, "Given the time we've been involved with this, we were a bit shocked, but it's gone to the big city again," which seems to be happening so often when these projects keep going to a big city or international companies. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Bloody awful. Anyway, Linda Cooper said World Trail was one of the few companies on the planet that specialised in rainforest mountain bike trails. Listen to this bit. It says here, Wagner's Composite Fibre Technologies, that's the name of the company, Wagner's Composite Fibre Technologies, which has a United States office, and employees across Europe and the Middle East will partner with Townsville's EnviroEdge to build the first section of the trail from Palm Cove to Whangarei. Look, there's a hell of a lot of people that think this is bloody awful. For example, Destination Cairns marketing boss, this is Dennis Donaghy, said it was a bad decision. He said, quote, "The World Trail boys have spent countless hours that they haven't been paid for to get the department to where it is today." Anyway, he went on to say, "They're world leaders in this field. For them to get overlooked, I think it stinks." And he's not Robinson Crusoe. Glenn's on the line, Director World Trail, Mountain Bike Trails. There he is, Glenn Jacobs. Good morning, Glenn.
G'day, John.
I didn't think we'd be having this discussion. We've talked about this project of yours for, well, years on and off on television and on radio. It was all positive, and this goes and happens. It must be hard for you to believe.
Yeah, look, it's a tough one for sure. Look, a tender is a tender, and you know, we put in for these projects all the time, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But in this case, for it to go to a company, in the big city, I'm not aware that they've ever built anything like this before. We're quite concerned. So, yeah, and well, look, we haven't even been formally notified yet, you know, so that's what I'm a bit disappointed in too, you know. That's not even a word from the state government. So, it's a tough one given the, Cairns is a unique place. We have full faith in it. We're all from here. Mm. We believe that so much can happen for the Cairns community and the industry and everything. And we've had some great thinkers over the years doing some amazing things in this area, but it's a tough one. It's like this happens constantly, and I don't know how to deal with that one.
Well, the tendering process itself, I mean to say, I presume there was a considerable amount of work went into the application, was there?
Sure, yeah, a lot of work. In a tender, you look at everything, everybody has to go through everything. But look, there's probably 10 boxes that have got to be ticked. And, I think the most important one is the trail, because that's what people are here to do, to get on a trail. And I don't think people really understand what a trail in the rainforest, what it needs to be, when they're looking at these things. I always liken it to coffee. 30 years ago, we were happy to go get that rattly tin out of the cupboard. If anybody even did drink coffee in those days, you'd get that blend 43, I think it was called. You'd put the spoon in, put it in a cup and pour water into it, and that was your coffee. But now, coffee, people understand what a good coffee and a bad coffee is. I'm sure we all go to a your own coffee shop because it's got the best coffee. Well, we understand trails so much, and we understand what they need to be. And, you know, we believe that everybody, you know, that makes these decisions aren't up to speed yet.
Yeah.
They don't understand. Just because it's a dirt path going through the bush, they may think that that's a trail. It's got to be more than that, you know. There's so much more into it. You know, we try, you know, we're banging our heads against the wall all the time to say these things have to be quality and sustainable. And I'm not saying that the company that gets it, you know, that has got it, it won't build that. But we're the only ones in the world that have ever really built in the rainforest. And we know what happens. So, there are other trail builders in Cairns that do a great job. But for it to go, you know, down to Brisbane is a tough one.
Well, this is your concept, Glenn Jacobs. This is your concept, and they've put this out. Obviously, they're required to put it out to tender, but others have bid for your concept and been successful in how they've described how they're going to bring your concept to reality. I'm just stunned by it. I mean, do you think yours was too expensive? Why? How would they justify doing what they've done, given this to, what is it, a company with an office in the United States, around the world? They've got activities in Europe, the Middle East. They've partnered at Townsville Company. It just takes your breath away. I mean, how do you think it might have happened?
Well, again, I think there's probably 10 boxes that are going to be ticked, and 9 of them were ticked, and they had nothing to do with trails. I believe our price, you know, it's not that, our price sat at a budget. We were sort of given a budget, and that sat at that budget, didn't go anymore, you know. So, you know, it's, look, again, it's, I'm not aware of that company at all. They're not in our industry with building trails. So, I'm at a loss here.
Do you have any recourse to a higher body?
I dare say, you know, we get the chance to sit down with the government, find out where where our strengths and weaknesses are, what they gauged, they tick the boxes on and everything like that. We have a chance to talk about that, and we'll certainly head down the road to find out what that's all about. But at the moment, we've not been told officially or anything, and we'll just wait for another couple of weeks and get into that. But we're fairly disappointed, given what it could be and what it can do for Cairns. You know, it's a whole new thing, this outdoor adventure, and it's not as simple as just a bit of a dirt track going through the bush.
Well, any recourse you may have, I mean, would that actually comprise an appeal on the decision to get it reversed, if possible?
Oh, look, no, I don't think so. And the decision's been made. We're not here to change that at all. It's just, trying to steer a vision forward and to get something, you know, wonderful for the area. It still may roll out. We don't know. You know, it may roll out well. And that's not me, it's not for me to say really at the moment. Just in the industry, It's a new industry, so I think this is what we have to put up with. You know, it's that coffee analogy. People don't know what a good coffee is.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean,
some people don't, you know. So,
all right, Glenn, I think a whole lot of people are disappointed. Well, no one's as disappointed as you, obviously, but there's a whole lot of northern Queensland people saying this has been a very disappointing decision, to say the least. And thanks for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks too, John. You've been a great supporter, and onwards and upwards.
Just seems so wrong, doesn't it? Really does. The story there, by the way, if you want the detail, where is page 2 of today's Cairns Post? That's Glenn Jacobs on the line, director, World Trail, Mountain Bike Trails, talking about the Wongeti Trail. 27 to 11.